The Reviver of Sunnah, The Reviver of Sunnah, Imam Ahmed Reza. The Reviver of Sunnah, Imam Ahmed Reza. The Reviver of Sunnah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd, fa'audhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in his Mubarak hadith that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me in the world. So let's recite together Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi Wasallam. Welcome and marhaba, dear viewers of Madani Channel, to another episode of this beautiful series, The Revival of Sunnah by Imam Ahmed Reza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Alhamdulillah, where we discuss the biography of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala, the revival of 14th century. And alhamdulillah, today joining me is our respected Maulana Tabriz Sahab Nuri, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah. Maasa, welcome and marhaba. Jazakallah for joining me.
Barakallah, barakallah, Ma'asab. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Alhamdulillah, it's such a pleasure that Ma'asab has joined us. Alhamdulillah, being my senior colleague, alhamdulillah. And we will hear many different pearls of wisdom coming from the Mubarak lips of Maulana Sahab. And alhamdulillah, we are going to be discussing the Islamic knowledge, the in-depth Islamic knowledge of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, inshallah. So dear viewers, let's recite this beautiful kalam, and inshallah, from there straight we will head for the topic.
Tumhari shaan mein jo kuch kaho usse siwa tum ho qaseem-e jaan-e irfaan-e shah-e ahmad Raza tum ho.
Subhanallah. Meaning that whatever we can say about the blessed personality of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is even beyond that what we can describe him as. Allahu Akbar. Look at the confidence his Khalifa, Huzur Allama Abdul Alim Siddiqi rahmatullahi ta'ala had in his mentor Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he says that he is the one distributing the jam of irfan, the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to everyone. Subhanallah. And we have drunk from this cup of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala of irfan that he has distributed throughout the century. Alhamdulillah, even after a century, his name is rising and shining evergreen. Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah.
So, inshallah, I would like Maulana Sahab to discuss impart a few words of wisdom with regards to this immense knowledge of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and how Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu pursued in this field of ilm, especially the ilm of hadith, because the ulama of Haramain Sharifain, when they got to know Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they called him Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith. Subhanallah. Such a great elite title they had reserved for Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala. Mu'assam, inshallah, will shed more light as to how we can see his mastery in the field of hadith especially.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The topic for today, this morning, Mu'assam, is actually a very powerful topic, should I say, with regards to the knowledge of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And very difficult, Mu'assam, to actually analyze and understand what knowledge Allah Azza wa Jalla had bestowed upon Ala Hazrat.
Subhanallah.
All of this is ata'i, Mu'assab. Firstly, we should understand this. You know, Allah's knowledge is everlasting. Nobody had given this knowledge to Allah Azza wa Jalla. It was always with him. But when it comes to the knowledge of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, the knowledge of the Sahaba alayhi ridwan, the knowledge of the awliya and the salihin, any great personality who has a lot of knowledge, it is ata'i. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who bestows this knowledge upon his chosen bondsmen. And especially when Allah Azza wa Jalla wants to favor any of his bondsmen, he blesses them with the immense knowledge, Ma'asab. He gives them the understanding of the deen. And subhanAllah, in this way here, alhamdulillah, so many masail and so many rules and regulations and confusion of the ummah are then removed. And in the light of Quran Pak and Hadith Mubarakah, subhanAllah, solutions are given for those problems. However, Muasab, firstly, what we should understand and what's very, very important, especially for the Nazareen, for the viewers of Madani channel, that from the foundational and significant sources, constitutions, Sharia's, Islamic law, the Blessed Hadith is the most important after the Holy Quran Pak Muasab. Just as Muslims seek individual and collective guidance from the glorious Quran Pak, yani we derive masail from the Quran Pak, and we extract lessons from the qisas and from the stories of the glorious Quran Pak. Likewise, Muasab, it's very important that they should seek guidance from the Blessed Hadith of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I mean, this is for the protection of misguidance, Muasab, that Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before his apparent demise from this world, he did mention that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had left two important things behind. And one is the Holy Quran Pak, and the other is the Sunnah. And in other ahadith, he had also mentioned about the Ahlul Bayt, about his blessed family, about his itarat. So alhamdulillah, what we do understand from this is that we should be having both in hand, the Quran Pak and Hadith Mubarak. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali was such an expert in the field of hadith, Maulana Sahib, that whenever any questions came to him in relation to any subject, any matter, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali would not only make istidlal, he would not only quote from the Quran Pak, he would not only give evidence from the Quran, but rather to support his view and to solve that mas'ala, he would even present the blessed ahadith of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what a master in this field, Allahu Akbar. Yani har jo ek mufti hota hai, alim deen hota hai, just as it's very, very important and necessary upon him that he should have a deep insight into the glorious Quran Pak, likewise it is necessary for him to have knowledge of the blessed ahadith of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, Hazrat Allama Mulana Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali mentions that Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mubarak was once asked regarding this as well, that when can someone issue a verdict, a fatwa? Allahu Akbar. You know, as we say, Mawasab, in this day and age, fatwas and verdicts is something which is so common, Mawasab. Even a layman on the street would just issue fatwas and give. But here Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali was asked, when can someone issue a verdict, a fatwa? He replied, when he has knowledge of the ahadith of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he is able to make qiyas through analogy of this mas'ala, that what will be the outcome of this, right? So only when a person has knowledge of this, that he has deep insight into the hadith of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he can make qiyas day after to see what should be the outcome, then he can issue a fatwa and a verdict. And this is mentioned by Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. So, but we are living in times, unfortunately, Muasab, that mainly fatwas are sought through internet, and people will refer, people will turn towards the internet for finding solutions to their problem, even if it is a verdict that they require. And many a times they would be asking doctors and professors from various different fields, and not from the field of this science, Masab, as it is stated, as we mentioned before as well, that a person has to have in-depth knowledge of the Quran Pak, together with that of the ahadith of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Masab mentioned earlier that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala was given the title of Amir al-Mu'mineen fil Hadith from the Shuyukh of Arab, from the Ulama of Arab. And this means, Masab, to be an Amir of in the field of ahadith, in this field here, Masab, requires a lot. In fact, great personalities, even in the time of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, Quddisa Sirruhu al-Nurani, we are masters in the Quran Pak. But together with that, Allahu Akbar, they would place a lot of emphasis with regards to this subject in the blessed ahadith of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And to issue fatwas even at that time, Muasab, was such that verdicts wouldn't just be issued at one shot, but rather they would turn to the ulama who were the true shining stars of Islam, who were the true guiding stars of Islam. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he would not just say yes or no, but rather if he said yes, he would give you 40 hadith. Below that, he would go to 21, he would go to 17, 20, 21, and above that is 40, Muasab. Subhanallah. And this just shows us his interest in solving the matters of the deen, together with that to make a person completely satisfied when he hears this is the answer proven through the blessed ahadith of Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So before that, what I was mentioning, Mu'asab, was to have knowledge of the hadith itself, what it takes to be Hafizul Hadith. Can Mu'asab maybe shed some light on this matter, inshallah? But I do believe, Mu'asab, that the ulama and the scholars have mentioned that a person should know over 100,000 ahadith to be a Hafizul Hadith.
Definitely. It takes a lot. Yes, it takes knowing a lot of intricate terminologies and knowing the rijal, the names of those of the narrators who transmit the hadith from one person to the other, and the criteria that is set by the muhaddithin. They must be of certain level of piety as well. Not just anyone can narrate a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a great trust and amana that needs to be delivered by someone trustworthy. Allahu Akbar.
Therefore we say, Mu'asab, that he was not only a master in the field of mathematics, science, and many other branches of knowledge, as ulama have mentioned, over 300 various branches of knowledge. But this, what Mu'asab had just mentioned now, what it takes to be Amirul Mu'minin fil Hadith or Hafizul Hadith, takes a lot from a person to know the names of the narrators, their background, their history. Today, in this day and age, Mu'asab, when a hadith is even presented, it's just presented from directly, Qala Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It has been said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said this. But when Ala Hazrat will present a hadith, Allahu Akbar, and likewise our pious predecessors who are masters in this field would even narrate and give the name of the narrators, Mu'asab. They would provide the name of the narrators and sometimes some insight into the background of those narrators. So this means that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali was not only a master in the field of mathematics and other sciences, but he Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali was a master in the field of hadith. He delved very deep down into this field of hadith, Mu'asab. Alhamdulillah, and his work is being seen today, ocean of knowledge, Allahu Akbar, in endorsing his view and fatawa. At times he would quote a hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and from the Quran Pak, even related to fiqh matters. So to give some examples of this, Mu'asab, a Muslim should hold the correct beliefs about Allah Azza wa Jalla and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no doubt. And everyone should have iman on taqdeer and yaqeen. I mean, we should have our iman on what is taqdeer altogether. Subhanallah, when this reached Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, a question had reached him regarding taqdeer, regarding destiny. So look at how Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali answered this question, which contained many Quranic verses, and together with those Quranic verses, to prove taqdeer, he provided 40 ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this was a question regarding taqdeer, regarding destiny. And many people also mentioned that, of course, it is a subject which people should not dive very deep into the subject and confuse themselves. And question upon question does come up. Sometimes iman become corrupted because of this, Mu'asab. But to strengthen the iman and the belief of this person, to make it much more concrete, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali did not only present ahadith, but look at his knowledge in the Quran as well, aside from ayat-e-kareema, to make this person understand what is taqdeer. He wrote a risala on this subject. Allahu Akbar. An entire booklet was then composed, Mu'asab. And then, mashallah, together with that 40 ahadith of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at this as well, that it is a mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal for us sinful people, that Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be our intercessor on the day of Qiyamah. Yani hum umidwar hai ki Huzuri Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede for us on the day of Judgment.
Ameen, ameen.
And this type of a question as well came to Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, ki how will Huzuri Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make shafa'at for us on the day of Qiyamah? Some people hold this belief that shafa'at is only by Allah Azza wa Jal. Only He will forgive the sins of the people, and through His mercy, a person will go into Jannah. And there is no doubt about that, Mu'asab. It is only through the rahmat and the karam of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But when Huzuri Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will open the doors of shafa'at, it has been stated in the blessed ahadith that even Ka'batullah Sharif will make shafa'at. Even Hajar Aswad will intercede for those who kissed it. It is stated that even the Qur'an Paak that we recite will intercede for the readers. Even the salah that we read and perform will also intercede. Likewise, even infant children that are born dead, Mu'asab, will also intercede for their parents. And Ala Hazrat has provided all these various ahadith, Mu'asab. When this was asked to Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, he penned an article and thesis on the subject known إسماع الأربعين في شفاعة سيد المحبوبين. الله أكبر. مصاب in which he presented evidence and prophetic intercession and expounded on various different types of narrations and subjects, subhanAllah. As this work's foundation is 40 hadith and it holds the status of Arba'een as well. Even in this article, Ala Hadith brought 40 hadith, just like the previous one, Mu'asab, where he was asked about Taqdeer, he presented 40 hadith, and this narration as well, or this answer he provided, reached and attained the status of Arba'een, subhanAllah. So here again, on the Shafa'ati Mustafa, how can one's iman become weak? Ala Hadith was ever ready to instill in the hearts of the Muslims the love and the ishq of Mustafa Jani Rahmat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In fact, aside from this hadith that he provided and the answers he had given, he even wrote kalams and ash'ar on the Shafa'ati Mustafa Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. So many famous shares of Ala Hadith Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alaihi can be recited, subhanAllah.
Hadith, please, if you could recite for us, Dal di Qalb Mein Azmat-e Mustafa.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Why not? Hadith is also a very famous salam composed and written by His Eminence Imam al-Kalam, Kalam al-Imam al-Shah, Mawlana Mufti Ahmad Ghaza Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. Yani, sari dunya mein is salam ko padha ja raha. In the whole world, the salam is being read. Bacha bacha isse padhta hai. Aur hakikat to yehi hai. Today, if one has love in his heart for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it can be safely said, Mu'asab, this love had been instilled and increased in our hearts furthermore through the blessings of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. Furthermore, Mu'asab, through his kalam, through his naat that he had written, and through the explanations he had given, the understanding he has about the love of the Prophet ﷺ is far more different than what we understand, Mu'asab, really. And therefore, a person has to say this. Yeh haqeeqat hai. What he has to say?
Daal di qalb mein azmat-e-mustafa, daal di qalb mein azmat-e-mustafa, daal di qalb mein azmat-e-mustafa, sayyidi ala hazrat pe lakhon salam, Mustafa jaane rahmat pe lakhon salam, shamae bazme hidayat pe lakhon salam.
Allah subhanahu
wa ta'ala. Such a great personality of Allah, as Mu'asab has beautifully highlighted his in-depth knowledge of Islam and various aspects of the Sharia of Islam, alhamdulillah. And Mu'asab just mentioned, you know, nowadays how easy it is to be carried away and you know, to find various misguided, you know, fatawas, and where people just say anything they feel like. So it is not the fatawa which is derived from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's based on tabiat, it's not based on shariat. Whereas when Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala would dive deep and he will emphasize on the importance of the sharia matters, he would bring in the evidence from Quran, from hadith, from the aqwal of a'imma, and alhamdulillah he would definitely expound on the Hanafi madhab, which is alhamdulillah we are Hanafis, and as well as he also highlighted many different a'imma of al-sunnah wal-jama'ah. Like for example, when he was asked a question with regards to any sharia matters, very seldom did he give his own opinion, alhamdulillah. So Ala Hazrat not only highlighted the importance of correct belief and the correct sharia matters, but at the same time he would bring in the Islamic scholars from the past, and very seldom he would say with regards to a matter, if there was no research done on that matter specifically, then he would say aqul, I said.
Ay, hey, hey, hey. Subhanallah, subhanallah.
So this was the miraculous and encyclopedic knowledge that Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala was granted from the Mubarak court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he named his book of fatawas, which comprises over 22,000 pages, alhamdulillah, of questions and answers. And he named it Al-Atayan Nabawiya Fil Fatawa Raziya. This is all the blessings of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
In fact, Mu'asab, the amount of books that he has written, subhanallah, the amount of books and booklets that have been composed and authored by His Eminence Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, to date, you know, ulama have not yet completed many of his books that he has completely written from cover to cover. There are so many, you know, people out there that still desire to complete reading Fatawa Razviya Sharif, for example. Like, and there are very few who have accomplished this mission. Yani wo likhte likhte thake nahi hai, lekin kitne zamane guzar chuke hain. You know, so much of time has passed that even the work that has been composed and written by him has not been completely read as yet. Yani itna unhone kaam diya hua hai. So much he has done for this ummah. From childhood he has been guided in this way, Muasab. Har qadam pe, har maqam pe. He was attacked by people so many times, Muasab, with various letters, with insulting words. But nothing stopped him from this mission. And his mission was to revive the sunnahs of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His mission was to instill the love of Rasul Kareem and the Sahaba alayhim wa ridwan into the hearts of the people. His mission was to take out people from darkness and bring them to light. His mission was to bring people together and to strengthen the aqaid matters, Muasab, so that no one can shake a person. Allahu Akbar. It was just Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan at that time, Muasab. Yet he was being tarnished and targeted from all four corners. But this man stood firm on the deen in the light of Quran Pak and Hadith Mubarak, and he continued replying to those messages and answers. And if any time he was insulted, Muasab, he never actually even focused on those personal insults. And this is the great nasiha and advice to the ulama, to the scholars, to the mashayikh of this day and age, Muasab, that sometimes in this field here, we are tarnished at times, targeted. People's reputation and dignity are tarnished at times, you know. But the lesson we learn from his personality is so beautiful. He would say to his mudideen, when the mudideen, muhibbeen, those who are his associates, would be in his khidmah, will be, you know, around him, and they would say, Ya Sayyidi, certain person said this about you, certain person said that about you. Allahu Akbar, we will go and finish them up. Something like that. We should go and give them a proper, tight, strong response for saying such harsh words about your personality, about your greatness, so on and so forth. And he would say, Acha, aisa hai ki, what about those who had said good words about me? If you can gift them something in return for saying praiseworthy words about me, then surely you can go and take revenge for those who also have said insulting words about me. So when you can't give good things, you can't gift and present something to the person who praised me, then why do you want to insult the person who insulted me back? Allahu Akbar. So this was the style of His Eminence. But moving further, Muasab, you know, look, another question came to His Eminence. Making sajda in the Shariat of Mustafa Jani Rahmat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Al Haram. Yani sajda ta'zeemi. Sajda for respect to any Nabi, to any Wali, to any personality is haram in the Shariat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this type of a question then came to Al-Hazrat again about sajda. Now the answer is just yes or no, Muasab. Simple, move on further. This is proven from the blessed ahadith of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Al-Hazrat wants to strengthen the aqaid matters of this person who asked this question. So he wouldn't just answer the question of that person, but rather he would leave something for the ummah behind, that all of you should benefit from this, subhanallah. This is just a fatwa. But then he will write a book on the subject, and once again he penned a complete arba'een. Alhamdulillah. And then after he produced this book, Muasab, he written this book. Again, this book once again reached the maqam of arba'een, just as the previous one I mentioned with regards to taqdeer, and then the other question regarding shafa'ati Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and now the third question regarding sajda ta'zeemi, to make sajda. Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala saved the aqidas of the people coming onto the day of Qiyamah by writing this book, and he provided 40 ahadith supporting his fatwa and his verdict on this matter. Muasab, from amongst his teachers, they are such awliya. They are such great personalities, and he comes from a family and a strong household which is a family of ulama, Muasab. Yani aap khud alim hain, alim ke ilawa aap khud wali hain, aur ibn wali hain, Muasab. Ibn alim. And his grandfather also alim, great grandfather also alim, Muasab. His children are ulamas. Aaj duniya mein unka danka baj raha hai, subhanallah. Today Amir Ahle Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Al Aliya, he says very beautifully, Muasab, that when it comes to Ala Hazrat, meri aankhe bas band hai, my eyes are closed upon Ala Hazrat. Yani whatever he says for me, it's final and last, and I don't want to know anyone else's opinion after the opinion of Allah Hazrat. Yani his opinions are trusted so much. Even if there was no hadith provided by Allah Hazrat, if some place he provided maybe one hadith or two hadith, then but Allah Hazrat ne farma diya, yahi kafi hamare liye, Muasab.
Muasab, he has written so many answers to so many questions, thousands of questions that came to him. But None of those answers are ever disputed until now, alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar.
There hasn't been born a single person who could question the answers given by Sayyidi Ala.
Subhanallah.
From there you can gauge his grasp in the Sharia matters. Especially, we should realize that most of the works of Sayyidi Ala, most of his research and thesis that he has written, he didn't pick up his pen one day to think, okay, I'm going to write this on this matter or on this subject. No, it was always in response to some question. Allahu Akbar. So when a question would come, Sayyidi Ala radiallahu ta'ala anhu would answer that question, and in responding to that question, he will mention the intricate details of that entire faculty of science, whether it was maths or whether it was the matter of tafsir or hadith or fiqh matters of Sharia. And you can find this research throughout Fatawa Razviya Sharif and the different rasail, as Muasab has mentioned about the sajda ta'zimi, its prohibition in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it was just a question, yes, is it allowed or not allowed? But he went on to expound on it, and he has provided supporting evidence from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as far as going up to 40 hadith only on a single subject. All that was to answer that question in its entirety.
Allahu Akbar.
Not to Allahu Akbar. Show that, he knows so much hadith. No, that was never his intention. But that when a person reads, there is no doubt in his mind. Alhamdulillah. And it's all provided by the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And nothing is coming from the own opinion of Sayyidi Ala radiallahu ta'ala. Even when he gives his opinion, let's say, for example, a question comes to him, and he will provide the supporting evidence from Quran, from Hadith, from Ijma, and then he will highlight the aqwal of the Aima, and then in the end he will say, my opinion is this.
What a humble and a beautiful style, Mu'asab, to highlight and to mention. And again, Mu'asab, if you study the life of Ala Hazrat, you will realize that he was very, very sensitive when it comes to the matter of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Very, very sensitive to Mu'asab. He wouldn't take any sort of mischief against the family of Huzuri Pak. Amongst the Sahaba, even regarding the Sahaba alayhi wa ridwan. Here there was a matter of whether Huzuri Pak is the greatest amongst all the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. There was an issue at that time, and people said, well, there are different maratib in different stages according to the ayat of the Quran Pak. But they had given proof and references with regards to Huzuri Pak not being the greatest amongst Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. And this was a trigger to trigger Ala Hazrat. Allahu Akbar. Ya Sayyidi, when this had reached Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he penned a beautiful book. Subhanallah. And in that book, he provided 100 ahadith proving that Huzuri Pak is the greatest amongst all Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant our brothers, mashallah, the ability and tawfiq to purchase this book, especially in Urdu, for those who can read Urdu, Arabic, mashallah. Read this book, Tajalliya al-Yaqeen bi anna nabiyyina Sayyid al-Mursaleen. And subhanallah, your iman will be rejuvenated, and you will attain such, perfection in your iman, especially love for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you never have possessed before. Because why? You are going to strengthen the yaqeen which you have in your heart by reading the evidence and the proof of how Huzur Pak has attained that maqam. Besides giving this Mu'asab, he even wrote a kalam, Sabse Ola wa Ala Hamara Nabi, Sabse Bala wa Wala Hamara Nabi. Ek sher ko dekha jai Mu'asab. It is the summary of ahadith of Huzur Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the summary of many other narrations with regards to how Huzur Pak is the greatest. Abhi ye sher dekhen, kon deta hai dene ko muh chahiye. Dene wala hai sacha hamara nabi, kya khabar kitne tare khile chup gaye, par na dube na duba hamara nabi, khalq se awliya, awliya se rusul, aur rusulon se ala hamara nabi. Look at his andaz and his way, praising Huzur Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and together with that giving us evidence and proof that he is the greatest amongst all anbiya alaihi salatu wasallam. So yes, as well as having plenty of other praiseworthy attributes and blessings, subhanallah, Sayyidi Ala rahmatullahi ta'ala even answered questions related to Beard Mu'asab, as you mentioned earlier as well. And I would like for the viewers of Madini channel to maybe inshallah azawajal focus a little more on this aspect of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. It has been mentioned that aside from having these praiseworthy attributes for Huzuri Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam also had the honor of being the final messenger. Of course, as we all know, he is the final messenger, and there is no other messenger to come after Huzuri Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But when Sayyidi Ala Hazrat intended on eradicating the deception of the mischief of those who rejected the finality of Huzuri Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they rejected him as being the final prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ala Hazrat once again stood up, Muhasab, and he composed another book with concrete ahadith to strengthen the minds and the hearts of the people that there can never be any other Nabi after Huzuri Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. So regarding the finality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he wrote a book in which 121 blessed ahadith of Huzuri Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is presented with proofs and references to prove that he is the final messenger of Allah azza wa jalla. Subhanallah, Muhasab, this is just so amazing, Muhasab. Really, subhanallah, according to a hadith, offering salah with wearing imamah is 70 times more beneficial than offering salah without an imamah. Here, when this question came to Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, here he provides so many ahadith regarding this as well. Allahu Akbar. When it has been mentioned that when Sayyidina Wasi Ahmad Muhaddith Surti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh inquired about this hadith, he accomplished that Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh mentioned 20 blessed hadith of Huzuri Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the merits and the significance of imama. Yani imama pehen karke jo namaz padhe. So Ala Hazrat ne 20 ahadith iske saath likha. And just regarding an imama sharif ki kya namaz ke saath imama pehen karke namaz padha jaye ke ghair yani baghair imama sharif ke imam namaz padha, ya koi bhi muqtadi ho, koi bhi banda ho jo namaz padhe. So imagine Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala presented 20 hadith to strengthen this narration that yes, with imama, and it is proven from his life as well. Yani for those who go through the biography of Ala Hazrat, you would learn that it was his blessed habit that aap kabhi bhi sirf topi ke saath namaz na padha karte the, lekin jab bhi aap namaz padhte the, whenever he had performed his namaz, whether he performed the salah or he read his own salah, he used imama sharif. Allahu Akbar. And besides this, Muhasab, what we just heard now about Imam Sharif, aside from this, on various occasions he presented sometimes 24 blessed hadith of Huzuri Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the creation of angels. Ye angel bhi Allah ki makhlooq hai, it is the makhlooq and the creation of Allah. And then 16 hadith as evidence on embracing, yani mu'anqa, ki jab hum mulaqat kare to hum mu'anqa kis tarah kare. He provided another 16 hadith on this subject. When it came to the significance of the beard, he provided, subhanallah, 56 hadith, Muhasab. 56 hadith ki ye sunnati rasool hai. Kis tarah se hame ye sunnati rasool ko apnana chahiye. 91 hadith on the rights of parents, Muhasab, ki how should one respect his parents? How should one love his parents? Of course, they are ayat of the Quran Pak. Lekin hum jo discussion abhi kar rahe hain ki ayat ki ilawa aap phir bhi hadithon ko jama farmaya karte the. However, Muhasab, this shows us that Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala li has been granted atai knowledge. Ilme ladunni, aap jo bhi samajh lein, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah azza wa jalla intends to elevate a banda to give him some maqam and status, then Allah grants him the samajh of the deen. Allah azza wa jalla gives him such understanding of the deen that others benefit from him and through him. And Allah is one of them. Aap dekhein ki ek century guzar chuka, a century has passed, but we are not done with the work of Allah. It's still used to derive masail from. It is still used as a criteria to base your issues upon, so that you can find solutions to your problems. So his work is such a work, Muhasab, ki hum ye samajhte hain ki har daur har zamane ke liye Ala Hazrat hi hai.
Subhanallah. His research and his works are not bound with time. Inshallah, it will continue to benefit a large population and a large generation to come, inshallah. And as it is, it has been 100 years since Sayyidi Ala Hazrat has passed away, but his work, we are still discussing and debating over his work, and you know, and we are still doing research, and there are PhD students that are enrolled in universities doing PhDs on Sayyidi Ala Hazrat and on his personality and on his various research work that he has produced, alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah.
And Muhasab mentioned about the Mubarak family of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat anhu, and who were his teachers, Allahu Akbar. And it should be a lesson for our viewers as well, that a father is not only a figure who should provide food and shelter for his children, but also the Islamic knowledge and good manners and ethics. for the children. He should be a role model. And the father of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whom Sayyidi Ala Hazrat himself calls by the title of Khatamul Muhaqqiqeen, like he is the seal of research scholars. Subhanallah. And he is none other than Allama Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And he was Ala Hazrat's first teacher, subhanallah, his father. And from his father, he learned the knowledge of Quran, the knowledge of Hadith, the knowledge of Usul-e Hadith, meaning how to judge and scrutinize a Hadith, you know, and the knowledge of Hanafi Fiqh and Usul al-Fiqh as well, the principles, you know, the Quran, Sunnah, Ijma, Qiyas, and the principles of fiqhi analogy. There is so much that can be said about the blessed personality of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, who has instilled the love of Rasulullah in the hearts of millions and millions of people. Inshallah, till the Qiyamah, people, the Ummah of Rasulullah will benefit greatly from his works and from his research. Inshallah. Jazakallah for being a part of it and for joining me and enlightening us more about the blessed personality of Ala Hazrat. I knew only you could do justice to it, Alhamdulillah. And as you have expounded greatly on the knowledge of Hadith that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu had possessed, Alhamdulillah, and how he inspired the entire Ummah with his knowledge, and at the same time his expertise in the field of Hadith is proven from those works that Mawla Sahib has just highlighted for us.
Alhamdulillah, actually there's no doubt, Masab, after whatever we have actually listened and the viewers of Madinah Channel that have heard in today's episode and program, I mean, based on these figures and authority, whatever has been mentioned this far, all the number of hadith he would provide, Masab mentioned, and also a given further explanation, we have come to one conclusion that he had an impressive, unparalleled command in the field of hadith and other sciences, Masab. Yani jis field ka aap zikr kare bas wo master hai.
Allah.
Aap jis field ka zikr kare, aap jis dastan ko chhede hain, us dastan ka us field ka ye Hazrat Mahir hain, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. He is found to be a master and an expert in that field, Masab. Even people that were experts in the field of mathematics, they would come to resolve their matters by Ala Hazrat. Ab yahan se andaza laga li, Masab. Aur kya kaha ja sakta hai?
Subhanallah. Give views of Madani Channel. So this is the Mubarak personality of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he has inspired millions of us, Alhamdulillah, and he will continue to inspire millions of us. And as Maulana Sahib has highlighted his in-depth knowledge of Islamic Sharia, especially the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, his entire life was dedicated to serving the dignity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and protecting his dignity. And there would come a time where people would attack Sayyidi Ala's personal attacks. They would say evil things about him. But Mawasab, very beautifully, he had turned this whole situation into something else. Listen to his Mubarak words of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala. He would say that if they are attacking me, let them attack me. For as long as they are not attacking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For the time being that they are attacking me, at least they are not saying anything evil regarding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he became a shield to protect the dignity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as the Sahaba did in the Battle of Uhud, that they would come and stand there in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when the arrows were showering upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would not allow the arrows to come in contact with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they would rather take it upon themselves instead of it attacking our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah did the same thing here, protecting the dignity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as being a shield. So we can see the reflection of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the personality of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu in defending our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, with this in mind, I would like to conclude with this Madani mission of Dawat Islami, which is to propagate the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hearts of people. And as Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhu Aliyah says, that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم.
The reviver of Sunnah, the reviver of Sunnah, Imam Ahmed Reza. The reviver of Sunnah, Imam.